Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verse 5 through 10. Hear now this reading. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.' For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God."
You know, everyone likes to feel appreciated. We like recognition. We enjoy acknowledgement of our lives. I want to ask you, have you ever had what I call an invisible day? I see some heads nodding. It's one of those days when you just seem to be invisible. Cars pull out in front of you. You know, yet the checkout personnel in the stores just look right past you to the next person in line. People step in front of you as if you weren't even there. Or you're standing in a room with people and they're talking about you like you're not even in the room. Have you ever had one of those invisible days? You know, when you have one of those invisible days, you feel like that character in the old movie, The Midnight Cowboy, that character Ratso Rizzo, as he's crossing the street in New York and a cab comes right up to him blowing the horn and he's banging on the hood saying, he's saying, "Hey, I'm walking here. They don't even see you. Or you feel like that old expression that's used a lot when you say, "What am I, chopped liver?" Yeah. We all like to feel appreciated, acknowledged, recognized. However, problems begin to arise when we expect or assume appreciation and acknowledgement and recognition as reward. In many ways, that's what this story of mustard seeds and servants is all about. The disciples ask Jesus, "Increase our faith." Now, the word translated here, "increase," literally means add to. So they're saying, add to our faith. And they could, in one sense, be saying, tell us more about faith. But there's this meaning that comes through where they're saying, make our faith more. And Jesus says, faith is like a mustard seed, a tiny mustard seed. And just as Jesus so often does, he turns the tables on the disciples. The disciples want more, and Jesus gives them less. And he does this perhaps to say that faith can't be quantified. Faith just is. You either have faith or you don't have faith. That faith cannot be quantified. And the story of the servant that comes after the mustard seed tells us that to Jesus, faith, having faith, is the baseline of the kingdom. A life of faith is what is expected. Like a servant who is expected to do their job. That's what this story basically tells us. As a servant is expected to do their job, humans are assumed to have and expected to have faith. Now let's examine that just a little bit, because in fact we do have faith. Faith is relying on breath. It's relying on food and water and parental care. As a small child, we come into the world having faith. Faith is assuming that the next moment will occur. Existence itself is an act of faith. It is faith. However, faith is also nurtured. And it is nurtured and learned by love. As helpless infants, we depend on someone providing the things we need, things which are expected and assumed. And when they are given in love and care and nurture, that faith, that baseline, continues. And the baseline of faith is where needs are lovingly met. One might say that this is what appreciation is. The place where need and nurture come together. Now, a problem comes when that baseline becomes inflated through reward and lavishness, or diminished by punishment and neglect. Unfortunately, we are taught from a young age that we should not only be appreciated but rewarded for things that come naturally. And too soon our lives become, the word appreciation in our lives becomes synonymous with reward. And the baseline is no longer faith-based, it becomes work-based. And with work as our baseline, we learn to earn that which is actually given. And when we think we have earned what is actually given, we begin to think that we are special, perhaps even privileged. This is how we come to expect reward for doing and being how we are supposed to do and be anyway. And we have even turned God's love and grace and the gift of life into some cosmic reward system in which the winners at the end walk through pearly gates and receive golden crowns. And depending on the religion, various other amenities as well. Now, I know this probably all sounds a bit harsh to many of us, because we are creatures of this dynamic, and our self-worth has been built or destroyed by what we have earned or not earned. And we call this today, we call this kind of zero-sum game theory. And that, so this zero-sum game theory is not anything new. It's right there in the gospel. The disciples are products of their culture and cultic practices of imperial economics and temple religion, where more is better, and where the more is either wealth or piety. And they believe that there is a finite amount of both of these, and whatever someone else has diminishes my worth. That's the zero-sum game. Is that there's a finite amount, and whatever someone else has diminishes what I have, and vice versa. We live in a human-created zero-sum world, which has taught us that there is a finite amount of everything, but more importantly, that the amount is not enough for everybody. And when we believe that there's a not enough for everybody, that's when scarcity sets in. And these cultural systems of zero-sum thinking create scarcity. And scarcity encourages hoarding. And before we know it, we have a dominant part of a culture that has more than another part, or sees themselves as better than the other part, and a new baseline gets determined. And this is exactly why, when someone is accustomed to privilege, equality feels like oppression. This is really important for us to understand. When people are accustomed to privilege, equality feels like oppression. This dynamic is at work in our world today. And Jesus comes to us telling us there is enough. There is enough of creation. There is enough of God's love for everybody. We don't need to hoard resources through economies of scarcity, and we don't need to protect or defend God through pious religion. There is enough. And Jesus says, we are all just like the servant. The servant who does what a servant is supposed to do. And we are created in God's image. We are created in God's image to serve one another without fanfare or flourish and without expectation of reward, because that is who we are. Now, I started talking about having these invisible days. Well, today is World Communion Sunday, and today is a day to remind us that too many people, and perhaps most of the people in the world today, in our zero-sum world, live invisible lives. They go through an entire life, however short or long, with little, if any, notice at all. And we are called to the table today. On World Communion Sunday, we are called especially to remember God's baseline. And what is God's baseline? God's baseline is equality, love, compassion, generosity, abundance, and grace. We are called to a table of plenty, where there is enough of life for everybody. Amen. My friends, let us go from here and go into a world where there is enough, because there is. And let us go into the world with kindness, with compassion, with forgiveness, with mercy, with love, with equality as the rule, not the exception. And why? Because that's who we are. Because that's who we are created to be. Let us go from this place and be God created, God filled human beings. Amen.